Welcome, family, to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. Going to regain my birthrights. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends.
And not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know what y'all sent us to this thing called life, but I might have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed. For my burdens, my Lord, look, you left them there. You was there. Put them on my tab. I got him. Put them on my tab. You paid that price for me. I wasn't dead, I see. And that penalty was death. Stupidness, it's on me. Lord, stupidness, it's on me. Stupidness, it's on me. Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Stay on a mission, just to look. Don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I give you perfect. To worship me, his spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt. Son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set upon just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. Hallelujah. If I take my time, would you still believe? Oh, it takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Your life. Oh, if that's what you want from me,
Pastor Dwayne Collins, live here on the Now Network. What's up, man of God?
What's up, man of God? How you doing this evening, my brother?
I walk by faith and not by sight.
Not by sight, eh? That's a jam there. You got to let me get a copy of that, man.
Yeah, I'll send you a CD.
Get a copy. Yes. Yeah, man, it's a blessed day today. You know, we are still living in this faith. We still holding on to the unchanging hand of our Lord and Savior. We still trying to do his will, knowing we just got over the resurrection. Now we're looking forward to a bigger and better things in Christ Jesus. We're just trying to hold on, just trying to stay strong. It's just trying to stay focused. Amen? We're just trying to keep the thing going. And, you know, I was going through some stuff this evening, man, and I was looking through the scriptures. And and a very familiar portion that I want to talk about to the viewers and let us know where we stand and where we at right now. You know, I mean, if you can go with me, Mark's chapter, the 16th, Mark 16th, and I'm just going to paraphrase.
Can I pray for you
yes,
first?
Yes, sir.
Amen, because I feel an anointing and a word about the flow. I just want the Lord to settle on you right now. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to fellowship, to sit at your feet, Lord, and allow you to administer
thank
your word
you,
to the man of God. Lord, we sit and we say,
thank
have
you.
Your way, Lord. Not our will, but your
thank
will.
You.
Our agenda, our plan, our titles, our books are out the way, and your will be done. Lord, we pray in agreement
thank
from the
Lord.
East, the west, the north, and the south that we submit to you
thank
right
you.
Now like never before. And Lord, as we are
thank
dead
you.
To sin and alive in you, Lord, we say, Lord, have
thank
your
you.
Way tonight. We reach our hands toward
thank
the man of God, and we say, preach, teach, anoint and allow the Holy Spirit to use you like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. I touch and agree. And I feel that prayer. I thank you, Lord, for that prayer. Lord, and I ask that that prayer not go my way, but go the airways to every brother and sister that is listening to this telecon, that every brother and sister that have a hand in this ministry, Lord, that you equip them and elevate them, God, in your season, not in our season, because we don't know when our season, but you know when our season. So, Lord, we just thank you for this, and we give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. I was, like I said, I was just going through some stuff today, and, you know, we're talking about the death, burial, and resurrection, you know, and in all three Gospels, according to Luke, Mark, John, and Matthew, they have different accounting on today own understanding, because we could see something and we could tell somebody the way we seen it, and they may see it in a totally different way, then they may see it in a totally different way, and they may see it in a totally different way. And so, but all of it come back to one common ground. Everything come back to one person. It comes back to the accident. It comes back to the crime. It comes back to the event that happened. And like I said, I'm just going to paraphrase this, you know, coming out from a Mark, the 16th chapter, starting at verse 3, and it was, you know, it's saying about they was getting ready to go. They was going into that Jesus was already buried in the tomb and things of that nature, and they was curious because, you know, they said they went back. When they went back, 3 was saying that the stone was rolled away. You know, back in now, what we don't understand, back in those days, when they bury somebody or they put somebody in, I think in the grave, the Jewish culture, they put a sign. You know, when that person dies, you know, they put a, like, you know, they have their own, you know, a seal. You seal something, and when you seal something, you know, you're saying that's the final of the seal. But this seal was broken. This seal wasn't the same. This wasn't the same seal that they put on the rock. It was different. Amen. And so they curious they asking questions, you know, who rolled the stone away? Who took away the stone? And so not wondering who took away the stone, you know, we curious. When we get curious, we investigate. And so when we investigate things, we want to find out truth. We want to know what was going on. And so three was saying that the stone was rolled away from the door of the synagogue, you know, in the cemetery. And when they looked, they saw, now this is a get me, check this out now. They said they saw it was rolled away from where it was, from where the door was at. So anytime you go into a place and the door cracked open, you know, if you go to your house and you know how you lock your door, and if your door not the same, you wonder who all in your house. You know, your first thing coming to your mind, you know, you're like, man, I know there's nobody breaking my house. I know there's nobody breaking my house. And so they was kind of curious because this stone was rolled by. But there's a revelation in this. You got to catch this revelation. So the stone was rolled by. Then they said the stone was rolled away from it. When they enter into the cemetery, when they got into the place where the door was pulled away, that they saw a young man. Now, granted, check this out. They seen a young man. Somehow Jesus always tell us that we have to come to the gospel like child. We can't come to the gospel like we are with a full adult, because sometimes when we come to God, we must come to God as children. Sometimes we must have children's faith. Why? Because children, when you can't tell a child always going to argue with you. No, because a child always going to think they're right. Amen? Not saying that we're right and all and all that understanding, but God is always right. So they say they seen a young man. Now, it's different verses. It's different understanding, because sometimes we read from the King James, the NIV, the New NIV, the New King James Version, things of that nature, and some like coming out from the King James. And so they say they seen a young man sitting sitting there. That would have blew my mind, because here it is. We know that we just buried our Lord and Savior. We just buried our Messiah. We just buried the love of our life. We just buried the one that fought death. We just buried the one we just seen got whipped, got beat, got, I mean, they did everything they possibly could do to him. They try to kill his understanding. They try to kill his humanity. They try to kill his morals. They try to kill him. You know, you can talk about, they say sticks and stones may break my bones, but words don't hurt. Yeah, words do hurt, but they try to destroy him in all kind of ways, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't take away what he was supposed to do. So they say they seen a young man sitting on the right side. Woo, the right side. And he was live. You know, he wasn't dead. He wasn't in there like he was laying in the tomb. And then they say that he was like white. He was like white. And he's talking to him. He's giving him words. He's giving him words, and he's saying this and he's saying that. And he said, don't be afraid. Then he said unto them, be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is no longer here. Behold this place where they laid him. Now here's something talking to you. And first of all, you know, we as human, we first thing to come in our mind, well, how in the heck he get in here? Who is this talking to? See, God always going to leave a witness. God always got to leave a witness. Why? Because we become witness. He said we are the light of the world. This young man was light. And he said he didn't have no darkness. He said he was light. He was light. And they was afraid. So he's sitting there talking to the followers. And he tell them, what are you looking for? He got to encourage them. He got to build up their faith. He got to give them something that God told. See, the word of God, if an angel come to you, an angel ain't going to tell you nothing besides what God says. He's not going to change the word. He's not going to be slick. He's not going to try to manipulate you. He's not going to do. He's going to tell you what the Lord say, because it's not for him to tell you anything else. He just got to tell you what the Lord say. So listen to what he said. He says, don't be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He's risen. He's not here. And that right there should have got we thinking. He's not here. The place that they laid him, he's not here. You know, we curious. First of all, I've been like, man, what do you do? How do you even get in here? Right? But that's another thing. But this is the key point. This is the key verse here. This is the key verse here. But go your way. Now, he's telling them, don't sit here. Don't get confused. Don't get bobbleheaded. Don't get all twisted in the head. Don't think somebody stole the body. Don't think somebody came in here and did anything. Don't think Jesus lied to you. Don't think Jesus was a host, because y'all seen him on the cross. You seen him was whipped. You seen him was beat. You seen that the skin was tore off his clothes. You seen that the soldiers, because it was written in the book, it was written in the Bible, that they was going to tear off his clothes. They're going to shoot dice. Now, they were shooting dice way back in the Old Testament. That's something. What, this Bible is something else. So they would shoot dice for his clothes. They said they would shoot dice for his lot. So his clothes, they were shooting dice for his clothes. And the Bible said that they would pierce him in the side, but won't no bones be broken. Man, come on. We got to get into this word. This word is awesome. And so he tell him like this. He said, but you go your way. Tell the disciples and Peter. Woo! He said, now, that's a Raymond word. That's a Raymond word. Because he didn't even know Peter left them. They came to the tomb. Peter wasn't with him. But look what the words say. Look what the words say. Go your way and tell the disciples. Now, the disciples, but he said, and tell Peter that he goes before you into Galilee. There shall you see him as he said unto you. Man of God, Father God, I just ask you right now in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, that you would give us a revelation, that you would give us an understanding, that you would minister word to our heart, that you would minister word to our current situation. Lord, that any weapon was formed against the body of Christ, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, you put a seal on it, God. You put a seal on it, God. You give us the power to send it back to the works of the enemy. We can't send it to hell because it's never been there. So, Father God, we want to send it back to his master. We want to send that thing back to where it come from. God, you said no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. So, Father God, we're going to trust and believe in your word. God, we're not going to doubt your word, because you said heaven and earth will pass away before your word. Before your word passed away. So, Father God, we believing in your word. We're going to trust in your word. We're going to eat on your word. We're going to walk on your word. I'm telling you, today is a day of a new beginning in your life. I don't care what nobody said. I don't care what somebody wrote you a letter. I don't care if somebody sent you a text. I don't care if somebody got on Facebook. I don't care if somebody got on Instagram. I don't care if somebody even got on the computer. However they get in contact with you, however they leave you a note, I don't care what nobody say. The Bible said that he told them to go get the disciples and Peter. God will never forget you. I don't care how your situation is. I don't care how the current situation you're in. God ain't never forgot about you. You may think God forgot about you, but God's still telling the elect. Who is the elect? The brothers that are standing strong. The brothers are fighting the good faith of faith. The brothers are fighting a good faith of faith. The brothers are standing in calling out your name. The brothers are sitting there putting down their place saying, no, Lord, not this day. No, Lord, don't let this happen. No, Lord, don't let that sister get caught up. No, Lord, don't let that preacher get caught up. No, Lord, don't let that apostle get caught up. No, Lord, don't let the enemy work like that. No, God. Why? Because God called us together. He said, don't forget anybody. That young man could have said, forget about Peter. But no, he said, go get the rest of them. And don't forget Peter. What is I'm saying? You saved. You sanctified. You filled with the Holy Ghost. God has forgot your sins. God has forgot the things that you have did in your life. God has saved you to this day. God has you. You know you could have died. You know you could have died in an accident. You know you could have got poison. You know you could have got alcohol poison. You know you could have got AIDS. You know you could have got raped. You know you could have got molested. You know somebody could put pills in your drink, but it didn't happen. Why? Because God saved you for such a time as this. Why are you walking in all your glory? Why you think you all that? You got to go back and get them. Go back and get Peter. Go back and get Peter. Let Peter know God is calling you back. Get up off, get up out of that bed. Get out that bed of affliction. Get out that bed of sickness. Get up, Peter. Get up, Peter, and call on your name. You know the Lord that saved you. You know the Lord that spoke in your life. Get up, Peter. It's time for you to return back. It's about time for you to come back into the fold. I don't care what you did. I don't care how you tripped over. I don't care how you got manipulated. I don't care how they lied on you. I don't care how they cheated on you. Get up, Peter. God's calling you to come back. God's calling you to get back on that throne. God's calling you to get back on that wall. God's saying, walk this thing out. He said, if I be for you, who can be against you? God said, you more than a conqueror. Why are you sitting there? Why are you sitting in Lonely Bar? How you get to Lonely Bar and you know that God died? You know, God told you before you even started. He said that weapons going to form against you, but they're not going to prosper. God said that the enemy going to come at you. Why? Because you denying the enemy and you're picking up God. God told you that they're going to persecute you. God told you they're going to talk about you. God said they're going to come against you. Why? Because he want to prove you. He want to prove you as fire. He wants you to shine like gold. The enemy's going to come at you from seven ways different, but you got to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. What is he saying? This scripture is giving me an understanding. When he died, when God died with me on his mind, but he sent a comforter back. What? That's the Holy Ghost. So I'm seeing the Holy Ghost speaking right now. The Holy Ghost is telling them, don't be afraid. The same glory I got, you're going to get. But what you need to do, you need to go back. Yeah, you got the word. I just gave you the word. I just gave you confirmation. I just told you the same Jesus that you're looking for, he told you. He didn't have to get into details, but he said the same Jesus you're looking for, he told you that he would get up in 3 days. He told you that he'd get up in here. He told you he'd get up for you. He told you that he's not going to stand in here. He told you that he's not going to get in this grave. He told you, I'm going to hell and take back the keys because I'm tired of the devil tricking you. God said that, let this mind that be in you that be in Christ. God giving you the mind of Christ. But we got to go back and get Peter. We got to go back and get Peter. Why are we leaving Peter? We got saved, sanctified. We got the Holy Ghost. We got the evidence of speaking in tongues. We looking good. We looking glorified. We walking around like we got it all together. But we got to go back and get Peter. You know who that Peter is? That brother standing on the corner is homeless. You know that brother ain't had nothing to eat. You know that sister that got kicked out of her apartment don't got a place to stay. You know that brother that's still drinking that alcohol. You know that brother that's still throwing bricks in the penitentiary. God said, go back and get that. Go back and get Peter. Peter is that rock. Who is the rock? We are the rock of the foundation. God said he would make the rocks cry before. God would say he'll let the rocks cry. God ain't going to let, look, Lord, I'm going to praise you. The rocks ain't finna get my blessing. I'm a seek you. The rock ain't finna get. What I'm saying? God, the Holy Ghost is talking to you. The Holy Ghost said to them, he said, in six, he said unto them, be not afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, which is, he's not here. The one was crucified. He's risen. God has risen for us to have authority. God has risen that we can fight for our brothers and sisters. That's why we got in to see. Preaching, it ain't about your preaching. It ain't about, you don't got glory. You don't have the power. Without the Holy Ghost, without God as being an influence in your life, you can't work. Yeah, we lay hands. Why? Because God worked through us. It's not me that got the power. The power worked through me. Without, you know how power works, right? If I don't plug my phone into my wall when it dies, it's not going to work. I got to plug it in. So Jesus, I plug into Jesus so Jesus can activate. So his electricity can run through my body. So when I speak, I don't speak as Dwayne. I don't speak as a human. I speak with power of authority. I speak with God, the God that called us from the very first beginning, the God that spoke, that God says from Genesis to Revelation, I am he. I am he that speaketh. I am he that walketh. I am he that stands in the middle. I am he that stands in the night. I am he that stands around your house. I am he that stands and watch your mind. I am he that fights your battle. I am he that said no weapon formed against you. I am he. I am that big giant. I am that big angel. When they say they see a big angel, they see the angel of God. Why? Because God got to get glorified. I know we say we see angels doing this and we see angels doing that, but we got to go back because God said, well, nobody get his glory. So we ain't giving the angels glory. When we see something that moves when you're about to have an accident and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost, you say, Jesus, and he pick you up and move. Why? Because God got to get glory at everything. God's got to get glory at everything. So what is he saying? He's saying, come on now. I have risen. I have told you to love your neighbor. I have told you to seek after me. I have told you to forgive them seven times. I have told you everything. I have did not leave nothing out. I have leave nothing out. If you don't abide in me, I'm not going to abide in you. He said, I am the tree. I am the tree that bears bread. I am the tree that have good fruit. I am the tree. I'm the tree. All these things that God has told you. But he told you one thing, and that's what we forgot. That's what we forgot. He said, go back and get Peter. You know who that Peter is? You know that Peter? We need to go back and get Peter. Somehow we need to feed Peter. Somehow we need to encourage Peter. You know, like Moses, you know, like if we go back to Genesis, if you go to Exodus, back in Exodus, you know, Moses, the Israelites would always lose the fight. Why? Because Moses, they depended on Moses. But that's a manifold. That's a manifold for us because they said only time the Israelites won when they hold up Moses' arms. That's a metaphor. Everything that God gives us in the Bible is a metaphor. It's a learning instruction for us. It's a tool for us. But he said, great is he that is in you that is in the world. Greater than you. I understand they need to lift up Moses' hand to win the battle. I know the brothers need to hold up one another. But how we hold each other up? We hold each other up in the spirit. But we don't hold each other up pointing fingers. We don't hold each other up talking bad about one another. We don't hold each other up talking about something, ha-ha. No, we hold up each other. Why? Because we encourage them. We tell them, man, you know, God got good things for you. Great is he that is in you. Boy, you more than a conqueror. You walk that thing out. God got your back. God ordered the steps of a good man. God got your back. Don't worry about it, man. The enemy gonna come this way. But God says, when the enemy comes at you like a rushing wind, God said, count it all joy. God said, if you resist, how you resist? Because the Holy Ghost, how you resist? You stop praising and staying out. Why? Because now you're being trialed. So now you're being tried. You know, God said he's not a God that he don't tempt you. God ain't going to tempt you. He know that the things that you like. God ain't the God to say, well, I know you like looking at pornography, but I'm going to throw pornography in your face. No, that's not God. That God don't tempt you like that. Can't no man say God tempt him. But God said if you find yourself in temptation, count it all joy. Why? Because you're worthy. Because he know you're going to come out of this thing. He know you're going to walk it out. He know you ain't going to give in. He know you ain't going to cry. He know you ain't going to whine. He know you ain't going to say, well, God tempted me. How can he be a just God? No, that ain't God. God said you're able to do all things. So it's nothing that you can't do. How? Why? You understand this? Why? Because you're doing it in Christ. You're not doing it in the flesh. You're doing it in the spirit. I'm not doing it in Dwayne Collins. People who said that I was crazy. They said I'm crazy. You still following the God you can't see. Well, hey, I can see my God. I don't know what you're talking about. The God that I talk to, he talks back. The God that I see, I see him in the Word of God. Because every time I open up his Word of God, there go God. That's God. There go God in Revelation. There go God in Genesis. There go God in Ephesians. There go God in Philippians. There go God in Mark. There go God in Luke. Why? Because God is a God. You see him. He said, he that worship me must worship in what? In spirit and in truth. I ain't on Dalton Thomas. I don't need to see the peers in his hand. All I need to see, he pulled me off crack cocaine. Oh, my God, he pulled me off heroin. Oh, my God, he pulled me off alcohol. I'm getting excited right now because when I think about the goodness of Jesus, where I've been, oh, he pulled me out of prison. I'm not institutionalized anymore. Oh, my God, I don't fornicate anymore with other gods. Oh, my God, I got a wife now. I got a wife that loves me. I got a wife that I love. I got a wife that I can push. I got a wife that I can fire in. Why? Because he says, he that finds, God found that thing for me, found a good thing for me. So what I'm saying, man, God says, man, go back. Since you've been delivered now, go back. Don't go back and give in to the snares of the world. Because he said, because you in this world doesn't mean you others were. What I'm saying is, don't go back to your old ways. Go back and share the gospel. Share the good news. Man, you know God saved me, man. You know how I used to be. You know I used to be a fusser. You know I used to be a fighter. You know I used to be a cusser. You know I used to be an anger. You know I used to be a drunker. You know I used to be a liar. You know I used to be a cheater. You know I used to gamble a lot. Go back. Tell Peter, come on, man. The same God that saved you He's saving me. The same God that spoke in my life, he's speaking in your life. All you got to do is hear. Hear the words of God. He said, hear that. It's a soft voice. Come on back home. Don't stay where you at. God brought you from that thing. Because if he didn't save you, he would have stayed in the grave. But he didn't stay in the grave. My Bible said on the third day, whatever he predicted, whatever he prophesied is there from Revelation to Genesis. From the Old Testament, all the way up until Malachi. That's when he stopped speaking. Malachi, and Malachi, that's when the prophets will stop speaking. But if you get in Matthew's, if you start reading Matthew's from the very beginning, he got witnesses where he got two people. They was husband and wife. They was older. They was in Matthew's. He talks about the time that when they was there to see the lamb born, they was there to see the promise come to pass. He showed witness. God always going to show witness. Don't you remember he said you are a witness? That you are the witness, you are testimony, that you are the witness of God. He said, go highway, go byway, I'll be with you. Wherever you go, I'm with you. Why? Because you're a witness. He said, you're a light of the hill can be you light of the world. How you gonna be hiding? How you gonna be hid? You can't hide. Your light is too strong. You know when you go into the club, they be telling you what you're doing in here. You know when you go into these places, they be asking what you doing in here. Why? Because God got his hands on you. All I'm saying is go. Check this out. He said, but go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter. Did I get it? And Peter. Who that Peter is? And Peter. Who that Peter is? And Peter. And Peter. And Peter. And Peter. And go into Galilee, there you should see him. Peter, what he's saying, come back home. Come back to the household of faith. Come back to the household of faith. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But the greater mistakes that you make, God can able to forgive you. Now, I understand what you're saying. What are you talking about greater? Look, you still have an opportunity to open up your mouth. Because I'm quite sure somebody wished they had an opportunity like you. I'm quite sure at 6 o'clock, somebody wished they had an opportunity like you. At 5 o'clock, somebody wished they had an opportunity like you. At 4 o'clock, somebody wished they had an opportunity like you. At 3 o'clock, somebody wished they had an attitude, had an opportunity like you. The guy that killed himself, he was tormented. Why? Somebody forgot to pray for that man. Somebody forgot to tell him, man, don't do. No, they was worried about what he was doing. Yeah, I understand they were worried, but somebody forgot. That's Peter. When he cried out the first time. It ain't strange when he cried out the first time. Somebody's supposed to listen. But we got to be busybody. We got to worry about all ourselves. We got to worry about ourselves. And, you know, God do some things. You know, he do some things strange. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Just like Judas. Everybody was around Judas. And God do things. You know, God did that because he had to be. Somebody had to sell him out. Because if they wouldn't have sell him out, you know, God wouldn't. He had to find another way to get crucified. But they should have figured that out about Judas. But we was concerned about who's going to be greater. We were concerned about who got the best message. We were concerned about who called first. We were concerned about who he loved. We were concerned about who's going to sit in the seat. We were concerned about this, and we were concerned about that, but we forgot about our brother Judas. Father God, I just thank you right now for your word, God. I just thank you, God, for your strength. I just thank you, God, that you ain't going to encourage the body of Christ. Lord, anybody that needs a touch from you, Lord, you able to touch him, God. Wherever they at, God, you got low, God. You got low. How I know you got low? Because you came from heaven to this stinking world. You came to a sinful world. He didn't know no sin. He knew no sin, became sinless for us. He didn't know none about this stinking stuff, but yet he came down. He got low. You remember? Look how he got low to the woman when they were finna stone him. He got down to the dirt. I don't care how dirty you is, God will clean you up. I don't care how dirty you is. I don't care how nasty you smell. God will clean you up because if he can get down to the dirt, If you can get down to the dirt, he can get up. He can do it for you. He can do it for me. I don't care where you at. I thank you. Be encouraged. And let God be the strength of your life. Let's come on. Let's praise God. Let's praise God. Hallelujah. 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 And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Celebrate him. Don't forget Pastor Dwayne. My God. Don't forget Pastor Dwayne. My God. Let's not leave nobody behind. If I heard anything tonight, if I heard anything tonight off of an awesome word, it is, nobody can be left behind.
Nobody.
No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, it doesn't matter. I did the same thing. I was just like you. We just like each other.
Come on.
But can we be transparent enough to say, God, show yourself, reveal yourself in all of us so we know that we know that we know, oh, I'm just like I used to be, but I'm not doing what I used to do. We are all condemned to sin. This body will die. You will have temptation. You will have circumstances. You will have mess coming at you. Oh, but God.
But God.
In the sovereignty of him,
but God.
You can be in God and say, now I'm dead to sin and alive to God at all times. Man up.
Man up. Man up.
Man up. Man up. Anybody else want to man up tonight? Dial one. Come up in here because you know I will throw you under the bus. Especially on Tuesday night. Go ahead and dial one now and come into the queue as we get ready to open the lines up and be blessed. I do say if you're on the line tonight and you this your first time or you just got on, you don't know how you got here. We don't even know you're here, but you it's something that God is pulling on you and you need prayer or you need confirmation or you just need to be embraced. Dial one. We want to touch, reach out and touch right now with you. There may be somebody on here that just normally calls and says, wow, everything that was said was really said to me. We want you to dial one tonight and get you in the conversation, woman or man. This is called Man Up the Movement, but as everything here on the Now Network, we are all neutral and for it. So don't be shy and say this is just for the men. Yes, we are manning up. But dial one. And get into the conversation. James
My
Hudson,
God.
I'm not going to put you I'm putting you under the bus, but I'm going to put you on blast. I'm about to unleash your mic, so stop doing those 30 reps right now so you can man up, Pastor Dwayne. You guys are here. You guys are going to hear the weights drop. Hold on.
Praise him.
Yeah, the weights already dropped, man. It's down on the ground. So here we go, man. I'm just checking out the word, man. That brother's on fire, boy. I tell you what. I thought I'd already heard my Easter sermon, but he done went back and just grabbed it and gave me a brand new one. So,
my God,
it's just good, man. When I hear a brother on fire like that, man, I just glorify God. I tell you, especially one that's been through some stuff and don't mind sharing it. And just excited about it. Just to hear a man excited about the Spirit of God. Because I tell people all the time, man, until you experience it for
yourself.
You know, until you really experience it for yourself. I like I said, like fire shut up in your bones. They don't even know what that means. But man, I tell you what, until you experience it for yourself, you can talk about it all day. But until somebody experiences that Spirit of God for themselves, when he takes you to that upper room, man, that's why they say you just can't explain it. You try to keep it to yourself, and you can't. And I know me. When I get to talking about God, especially when I'm on that high, man, I'll be trying so hard just to keep it to myself, just to calm down, you know. But it's really a long time ago.
Hey, James, I gave that up a long time ago. I can't contain it. Oh, my God.
My God.
But that's why I say it's good that brethren do well together. People that have experienced it and they know the experience. See, that's them the folks you need to be dwelling with because they can understand. But these other people, they don't get it, you know. So and I understand that they don't get it, but But I just wish that I wish that upon every person that I meet that they could just have that one experience with the Spirit of God. My mama told me as a little boy, you know, one day you're going to have to call on God for yourself. You hit me out here in the garage calling on him and praying to him. I used to hear it 2-3 o'clock in the morning out in the garage calling on children's name. I'm like, what in the world is going on out here? She said that one day you're going to experience it for yourself. Then you will understand. I can talk to you all night, but you won't understand it. But one day you're going to understand. And boy, I tell you, all the memories come back to me every time I think it. It makes me want to cry like a baby when I think about that. I said, boy, she sure was right.
She sure was right,
boy. Because once you experience it, like you said, can't explain it to people. Because how do you explain the Spirit of God to people? How do you do that? You know, and then you just know that people are just missing out. But how do you explain that when people say, "Boy, you just all fired up"? I say, "Yeah, but if you just understood, then you know,
man,
and that's really true. To be honest about when I talk from one man to the next, if I talk to a brother and I tell them that they don't really understand the Spirit of God, and I know they really don't have a relationship with God,
and that's
my way. Yeah, what it is, if they don't understand what it means, why you're so fired up, and why you can get so emotional, and I can be Mr. Tough Guy all day long, but boy, I tell you, when it comes to dealing with God, I'm just like a little baby, man. You be thinking about his goodness and all that he's done for you, and you start really understanding that out of all the things that are going on in your life, that you have God's undivided attention when that Spirit is working with you, man. You know that God is listening to everything. You know it. It ain't no doubt in your mind. You know that God Himself is paying attention to you, man. That is an awesome feeling, man. It's just you just can't explain it to people.
And to know that He's hearing you.
Yeah, he is.
It's a really experience that he's hearing you and you hear him.
You have his undivided attention. He's talking to you.
God talks to me.
Yeah, and them old folks knew it, man, because when they started making them songs, like, he walks with me, and he talks with me. And
my God,
wait a minute.
How often did we sing them songs that didn't know what we were saying? I mean, we were saying stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Until he started walking with you and talking with
we sung that song over and over and over.
What kind of light? A flashlight? What type of light are you talking about?
A bright light. My mother was a very quiet person, loving everybody. But I can remember, man, when she got in that room and closed that door and got on her knees, boy, it was like a tornado was going on over that room. That woman, and people didn't notice about my mother, but she makes some noise. Boy, when she prayed, things happened.
Yeah,
all in the house, in my life, and everything else. If that boy gonna keep doing that, get him out of here.
Yeah.
I couldn't go back home, y'all.
My God.
I love him, but if he gonna continue to do that, he ain't gonna do that up in my house.
Not here.
I could not go back home. My Jesus.
Got to go.
Jesus, man.
It's something about that name, Jesus. That's all it is.
Man.
That's what
gives us a understanding, because it's not no other name. See, there's no other name can make you feel like this. We can call on everybody else's name, man, and won't let you feel it. But if you start calling on Jesus long enough, then you'll start getting your own revelation. You'll start getting your own understanding. Because something starts coming, you know, as a young man, when I got into the gospel And I went to a place when I was in Florida, and, you know, it's not, you know, I was at another, you know, I was at a church, but I seen all ethnic, you know, of man's. I've never seen this in my life. I seen all ethnic of man, and they crying out, man. You know, they running. It was a man's conference. It was a man's, you know, they do it every year in Tallahassee. And I seen all different men. Sometimes I seen Chinese men. I seen Africans. I seen white. I seen Pakistans. I seen Indians. And I seen them all together in one place. Bro, they was crying out. They was running. They was crying. And I'm like, my goodness. You know, because where we come from, when we see a man cry, we say, you know what we say.
You know, man, you weak, like, man. Man, you a punk, man.
Man,
what
yeah,
you doing?
Man. Yeah, yeah but yeah. You know, when you get to talking about Jesus, man, and that to get a hold on you, man, I'm gonna tell you, man, I'm one of them weeping prophets, because when you start talking about Jesus, you know, it brings a revival in my spirit, and I'm like, oh God, man, and then I'm weeping, I'm crying. See, you be out there, you doing that work, and well, you hitting them weights. But all of a sudden, you get that revelation. You know, you got to drop them, because if you don't drop them, you get the...
but that goes back to earlier when James said, you could tell if somebody has a relationship with Christ because there's a tenderness to us.
Yeah.
There's a willingness. I'm dealing with some folks right now that if they really know how Pastor E is, they'd be like, whoa. But, you know, the tenderness of God, because I'm not me no longer. Mm-hmm. I'm the Christ that lives in me. We have to exemplify. Ooh, if I'm really dead to sin, that means anything that's going to be contradictory to love, I cannot be a part of, and I commit to that.
Because
I want to go off. I still want to put them hands up. I still want to do that, but that's not me no more.
No.
But it doesn't take away from... The challenge of that every day that's trying to pull us back to what we used to be. I tell you right now, I'm one bad decision away from being done.
Come on,
that's
man.
Why I'll never
Come
make
on,
one. See, because I know I don't have five chances, four chances, three chances. I got one chance. It's done.
Come on, man.
If I cross back over, it's over.
It's over, man. It's over, man.
Now, that's how desperate I have to be. When I man up, y'all, when I man up, that's how desperate I am. It's all over. I don't have another chance. He don't have no more. I done used up all my favor. I done used up all my grace. I done used up everything that I had to me.
God.
You know why? Every day he give me grace, I give it to somebody else. Every day he give me favor, I push it on somebody else.
Thank you,
Chief. Oh, I'm going to start talking about this portion rule, and the hairs on the back of my neck going to raise up, because the portion rule is where the anointing of God is being, watch this, processed through our prayers. We are building a nation of one here on the network, because it's not by my power, my will, or anybody else. It's about giving to somebody else. And every time we pray about the portion room, the portion room is when we say to anybody on this broadcast, if you have a little bit of something left that God gave you today, instead of holding on to tomorrow, because you're going to get a new portion tomorrow from God, give it to somebody else. Just push it in the portion room and say, freely give, freely receive. Don't put a name on it. Don't direct it and try to put your own idea or your will on it. Give it freely. Oh my God. See, I get blessed every time I start talking about this portion rule thing. Oh Jesus.
Because
when you freely give, it's freely received. And guess what? God gives back.
Man, he gives
no
back,
portion
man.
Is without remembrance from God. So we God, dare you today. God. We're going to keep praying for Donovan. Donovan came on board. Donovan is not – he may be listening tonight. He may not be listening tonight, but we're going to say it in case we can send the archives to him in his vacation resort, that he can still listen to man up the movement. So when he comes off vacation, he comes home, he's connected with brothers that are going to lift him up. We put him on our shoulders. He's still on my shoulder, but he's a lightweight
now. He's
still
on my shoulder.
He was heavy last night, wasn't he, Pastor Dwayne? But it's
man,
like, it's,
heavy,
I don't even feel it no more. It's like, and I have not taken him down. And I'm going to keep him up there in the mighty name of Jesus. But anybody else out there that needs covering, needs mentoring, needs a brother, a friend, You need to dial one right now. And if you know somebody out there that needs a friend, you need to get him in touch with me, Pastor Dwayne. He don't like titles. James Hudson and Showtime. And other covenant, Pastor Marvin and Pastor Dwight. And I could, the names go on and on and on. We have a fellowship here. We want to connect with you. Mentor me so I can mentor you.
Amen.
And that needs
Amen.
To be nationwide, that we as brothers are really standing up to say, no longer am I thinking about what I used to do. I'm doing what I do now. And that's giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise for everything I have an opportunity to do. We have one of our ministers on board, ready to come on. I know she always going to dial one. Minister Terry, welcome to Man Up the Movement.
Ooh, Man Up the Movement. Glory
don't leave
to God.
Pastor E behind. Please don't leave Pastor E behind.
Evening.
Look for me. Look for me. Even though you think I'm the first one gone, look for me.
Look for me.
Hallelujah.
Look for me.
Praise God. Good evening, family. I tell you. Pastor Dwayne, what a word, what a word, what a message. I tell you,
my God,
I love the things you had said. You said God got low. That means he's no respecter of person. And I love your transparency with your testimony, of his goodness, because that's the testify of his goodness. Then I love what you said. He's alive, and you see him in his word. Ooh, thank Jesus. Worship him in spirit and truth. And then I'm loving what you guys said. Walk with me, Lord. You know, when I'm walking in the morning, I'm walking and talking to myself, and I'm saying, walk with me, Lord. And I'm just observing everything.
Walk
that
with
said.
Me,
so,
Lord.
Ooh, walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me.
I tell you.
Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me. You know.
While
so we used to sing this,
hallelujah. Come on and walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me.
See, y'all think I don't know all that stuff. I do the new stuff, but believe me, I'm a PK kid. You can't throw a song out there that I don't know. And I'm because y'all bringing some stuff back to memory tonight.
You know what, family, though, while we are portion room, I just want you, the Man Up the Movement, I want you guys to pray in agreement, too, with me for the Goodwin family. Pray for the family. Pray for them for healing. The family, they have already loved and forgive the one who took their father's life. So just pray for them for healing inside.
Yes.
Because sometimes
can we do better than that? Can we just all at one time push them into the portion room?
Yes.
On the count of three, all the covenant members, y'all know what I'm doing right now. Go ahead. I need you to push at the same time on three. One, two, three. Push. It's done.
Yes.
It's done.
Hallelujah.
But any portion of favor, grace, love, anything God has given me that I have left over, I give it up freely.
Amen.
I push
Lord.
Into the portion room. And anybody else out there that has something left over today, because your day has been perfect. Because God provides grace every day for you when you believe. But you got to give it back. I dare you to push it into the portion room that healing is being distributed. That sound mind is being given. The lame are walking. The sick are healed. The blind are seeing. The deaf are hearing. The crazy are sane. And God gets the glory for everything that's in the portion room. Oh, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Well, God bless you guys, man. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Minister Carolyn, how are you this morning, this evening, afternoon? Man up. Welcome.
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you, Pastor, and all the other ministers online?
Look, if you know me, you know blessed.
I just want to say thank God again for the ministry and for the men that are manning up. And I would like for you all to go and pray with me for the young adult men and the youth that I work with doing prevention and intervention, and that God allows me to continue to be a servant of His and to try to direct them to a different path than the way they're heading. I just want prayer for all the neighborhood kids in the West Adams community that I work with to not be led astray. I feel that all they see, they do what they see. And as I did too, and I pray that I could be an example to them as all of you on this line, or this prayer line is to me. So that's what my prayer is tonight. My request is that God continues to use me so that I could be a blessing to them and show them a better way than the way they're going.
You're going to call me silly, because I am. But everything you just spoke is done. You just prayed for yourself. We're going to stand in faith with you that it's already done. You are now
already
coming
done.
Into the position where God's glory is being dispersed in your arena.
Yes, Lord.
And
yes,
as we
Lord.
Speak, mm-hmm. as we speak to ourselves, I tell you all the time, you better learn to pray for yourself before you ask me to pray for you, because all I'm going to say is I pray in agreement with the prayers of the righteous man, woman, child, or whoever it is.
Amen.
But I want you to know that your ability to be transparent is growing you so much. And you may not know this, but you listen very well. That's a good, you know, that's something most people don't have, that is a very awesome attribute in growth. So when you block out the word that's spoken, you can never grow for the word that's for you or that's purpose for you. And to listen is a big attribute. Oh, I learned from you even. I'm growing from you even, because I see in a now time you decided to listen. Not to man, but to God. And in listening to God, now you're speaking life into your own ministry and partnership with other ministries that believe in you.
Yes,
so
Lord.
You are not alone. You are not by yourself. You ain't got to sit around and say, my, nothing. It's us. We in this. And
right.
whatever you're doing, and no matter what the geographic is, we got you, because God got us all.
Amen.
Can I get a Shabbat? No, I'm just
My God.
Oh, amen. I don't know. Seeing something about amens. Amen is like you giving me acknowledgement. A Shabbat says, oh, thank you, God.
Thank you, God. For God
and it's
glory.
Truly not my will. It's truly not my will, but the will of God. Just like when
my
people
God.
Say reverend, you know, you can't reverend. The Bible tells us you don't have no reverence for nobody but Jesus. Reverend wasn't in the title of pastor, teacher, apostle, and all those labels. But reverence, it says you show reverence to God.
To God, my God.
But love one another as you love yourself. I'm just like you, but I support you, Minister Carolyn.
My God.
Oh, don't
God.
Get it twisted. I will come to Palmdale and Lancaster. That ain't too far. Okay, I used to live in Bakersfield. I done been over the grapevine. So don't get it twisted. We can work together and make some things happen. We'll bring hip-hop to Lancaster. We'll bring a church to the park in Lancaster or Palmdale. We'll come up there and do the same thing we doing in Compton.
My God.
I ain't scared.
That's it. Ha!
Real talk.
Woo, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus. My God.
Oh, no. We'll come to Wisconsin, too, in between June and August.
Hey, that's it. You just took the word, man. You just took the word and put it in.
June
in,
to August,
because
after August, y'all, it's snowing. until June.
Yeah. Well, it stays. Sometimes it stays always nice up until December. he can get 65 weather.
I'm not taking no chances. Look, I lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm not taking no chances. You get snowed in with 20 feet of snow and can't fly nowhere. They don't have them double side engines. They got single flights.
My God.
I love me some Jesus. I'm dead to sin. I'm alive in God. We ain't going to stop this resurrection thing, because I think that's the problem with religious people. Is that, don't you know, we're supposed to daily deny ourselves, daily take up your cross, and daily follow him. We need to talk about the cross, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of me every day.
Every day. Every
not Jesus.
Day.
Read Romans 6. Jesus ain't going through it no more. It's already done. But
already
every
done.
Day I'm instructed to go through the same pain and suffering every day to recognize
every
what
day.
He did for me.
My God.
I'm better today because I know daily I have to say, what he took for me. Wow, look at the sacrifice. Oh, because daily I take up my cross for my sins and say, he lifted it off my shoulders.
He lifted it. Yes, he did.
But when he say, take up your own cross, you got to put your own cross. If your cross is like mine, that thing weighs 20 million pounds. Ooh, but God, lifted. But God lifted because he took my place on the cross.
That's it. That's it. And as you, like I said, you just put everything in perspective. And I'm looking at the word. You know, I jumped to John, the 14th chapter, and the 12th verse. He said, very, very, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works. We are doing greater works for him, not for us. We're doing greater works that he be glorified, not for us. We're not doing greater work to get paid. I don't get paid for what I do for Christ Jesus. What I kind of pay I get for him, he let me live another day to ask him for grace and mercy. He let me live another day to tell his testify. He let me live another day to see my loved ones. He let me live another day to get in his word. He let me live another day to know more about him, to love on him more, to take some of these things that is in me that is not right. He gives me opportunity to get things that in right perspective. Why? Because the place I'm going, I can't have it. The place I'm going, I can't have these things in me. So if I'm trying to get closer to him, closer I need to get Dwayne out the way. Closer I need to get the world out the way. Closer I need to get my attitude
out
the way.
Get me out the way.
That's it. And so that's the greatest love, bro. That's the greatest love. And I just, man, you know, I'm like a child. You give bubble gum. I'm just so happy. My Lord and Savior.
I be giggling every broadcast. I be giggling like 2 hours later in my word and reading the same scriptures I told y'all to read.
My God.
Read chapter 6.
My
I read
God.
It again. And I've been reading it all day. Read 1 Corinthians 15. I've been reading it all day. You know, that's what's so dynamic about it. I'm talking to myself.
My God.
I'm building myself. I hope you get something out of me, but I'm not being mean, but you are really not my concern. Because when God comes, he's going to look at me face to face and say, son,
my God,
I know you told everybody
my
about
God.
Me, but what did you do?
Mm.
And I'm praying for everybody. I'm not selfish because I know God is not, a lack of anybody. He believes in all of us to make it. I have to believe in too, but I know I have a personal responsibility to get me right.
For myself. Got to get me right.
So I'm found pleasing and acceptable. And I know I'm going to look to my right, and I'm going to see you over there, Pastor Dwayne, in your newness on the equal, just like I see you now. And then I'm going to see James Hudson on my left, and we're going to look at each other and say, even though we were different heights at one time, we all equal. And I'm going to look at all
That's
the
it.
Sisters and brothers and all the covenant partners, and we're going to say, we all just alike because we serve
alike.
A one God.
Come on, man.
And when you serve a one God, you can't have nothing but what the one God says, life, a more abundant life.
Mm.
No lack of life. You ain't doing bad. You're just in the wrong position. You're not being cursed. You're just doing the wrong things. You're not what people say you are. You need to understand what God says you are. That's the only difference.
My God.
I decree and declare. We're going to preach this. We're going to preach this for the rest of the year. Y'all better watch out. Oh, I got 1,000 messages on the death, burial, and resurrection of Pastor E. And as I share, we're going to all share because we can't let it die. We got to understand how important that word daily is. That wasn't daily in the year of 1999. That was daily every day. Some people, you know, y'all saved in 1999. I'm good. No, daily.
Daily.
Get saved. It ain't over. It goes higher. We start some new revelations on here. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, I know you, I have to wait on, I told y'all before, I have to wait until we get to the end of the conversation because when she come on, it's going to be a explosion of the Holy Spirit. But welcome to Man Up the Movement this evening, woman of God. We love you. How are you?
Well, good. Love you all, too. Good afternoon, man of God.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Blessed.
Dwayne. I'm blessed.
Good afternoon to you, too, my sister.
I am blessed. Hallelujah.
I hear it all in your voice. Ooh, I hear it all in your voice.
I am blessed. I am blessed in the field. I am blessed when I'm coming. I am blessed when I go out. I am blessed when I come in. I am blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed. I'm a blessed soldier of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I am dead to sin. And alive in Christ.
My God, that's it.
I am dead to sin and I'm alive in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. And Pastor Dwayne, I'm sitting here. I listened at that awesome word that you brought forward.
My God.
What a mighty word. What an awesome word. Oh, awesome word. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Talking about when the stone was rolled away. You came from Mark the 16th chapter, verses 3. Talking about when the stone was rolled away. Jesus already told us in his word.
Come on.
That you can't take my life. He said, I'm going to lay down my life for you. On the third day, he said, I will pick it up again.
Hey.
And when he was, oh, Jesus, when he hung on that cross, and they buried him in Joseph's new tomb, borrowed tomb, he told us he was going to get up, didn't he? And he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
The power of God rolled that stone away.
Mm.
And when Mary Magdalene, when they came to that tomb, and they peeped in, they looked in and they saw his grave clothes. He had already gotten up. And they seen someone standing there in white apparel.
My God.
And he asked him, why are you thinking that living among the dead?
Oh, Jesus.
He said, he's not there. He's risen.
He's risen.
And he told them to go in to Galilee and tell my disciples.
I'll meet them
in Galilee. Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist, now watch this. We're going to tie in together. But watch me say this. See, most people don't know that when they had ordered Jesus in that tomb, They locked the stones. They had metal contraptions to spike it into the wall.
Come on.
That nobody from the outside nor from the inside could open that stone.
That's it. Yes.
Then they had guards sitting out there.
Yes, they did.
That experienced watch this, the drunkenness of the Holy Spirit. That
yes,
all
Lord.
They could do is witness what was happening.
Yes.
If you look back into the Roman textbooks, they condemned those three soldiers. They say it was two. It was three.
Yes.
They condemned them three soldiers. They put them through ridicule. They even put a separate force out to search out for everybody who could have a witness to that death, burial, and resurrection.
And
they had a bounty on their head.
Yes,
they had Roman soldiers out to kill anybody that could ever speak the word that was done.
Come on.
You got to look how crucial this was right now. It was really a major situation, because if Jesus really fulfilled the word of God, then all of the pseudoseeds and the prophecies and the this these and the that these would have been proven wrong. Religion would have died.
Come on,
man. Lord.
You see what I'm saying? So they had to do everything to wipe out all of the records of the truth. But God.
Yes,
come on. But God, through his sovereign love, protected and shielded his disciples, and even took a killer, a mercenary, a liar, a cheater, and a stealer, and transformed him into a believer, Paul. You know who I'm talking about, Saul. But when he crossed over as Paul, he now was able to share the love of God with the world.
Come on.
Come on.
About that time when it wasn't just about his bones being broken, they did everything possible physically to him to dishonor the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Sir.
And then on top of that, look, he got a proper burial, but it was quick. Don't you know the customs? They took 7 to 8 days to prepare a body. That boy had 48 hours to get that man in the grave.
Put him in the grave.
Oh, Jesus.
Y'all better read some history. And then on top of that, he said, y'all said this is what his prophecy said, and this is what he said going to do.
Yes.
I'm going to put some of my baddest soldiers. Don't you know if you was trying to protect something, would you put the weakest soldiers out there? They put the baddest soldiers they had out there. And all they could do was just seek in the anointing and say, what's going on? The stone is rolling away without no physical part to it. I saw the pins drop out. I saw the shackles come off. And then I seen the stone roll away without no force. You better take a picture back to that time. Oh, my God. And then he came out, and it wasn't nothing but a shining glory.
Yes, Lord, shining glory. That was a power.
Them men right now became Christians. Because the light changes things.
The light.
See,
one of them soldiers ran away, and he joined the revolt. The other two got caught up, and they put them in the guardhouse. Let me tell you, they got healed by the light right then, because the light came out, and when Mary showed up, she couldn't even recognize because the light was so bright.
So bright. Yes, it was.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Y'all gonna start me on some stuff. See, I know this word. I'm gonna tell you about that word. It's life.
Yes.
Shabbat.
Yes, man of God.
Go turn my life around, but you better get used to the light, because don't you know if you are not ready for the light will not even contend with you.
Yes.
No.
Yes. And he told her. He told Mary. He said, "Don't touch me."
Don't touch me. I'm too hot.
Come on. Come on.
Don't touch
me. Come on. Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I'm not ascended unto my Father.
Don't you remember when Moses with the burning bush? He couldn't even touch it. He aged over 150 years in the light. Oh, my God.
Now
I can have a light in me.
My God.
That goes back
to the Ark of the Covenant. That goes back to the Ark of the Covenant. You touch that anointing. Oh, my God. That's like the Ark of the Covenant. Tell them, don't touch me. It's not custom. It's not custom to touch the Ark. It's not custom. You know, because the high priest, I am the high priest, but right now it's not custom. You know the,
That's
rules,
right.
You know the regulation. I have to remind
yes,
you,
Lord.
Don't touch me, because
yes.
if you touch me, you'll fall like a dead man.
That's it. Hallelujah.
My God. Well, y'all preaching on this shit, man.
If we start telling more people about that in a real type of way.
Yes.
If we really start being accountable to the word of God.
The word of God.
Nobody is going to offend me. Nobody ain't going to treat me wrong. Because you know what? I'm going to be on the standards of the word of God.
Yes.
We're
yes.
all growing.
You know, Jesus,
every day, every
yes.
day, every day, every day.
Every
we're
day.
All growing.
And Jesus,
every time I hear you,
Jesus.
Every time you hear me,
yes.
you're saying, wow, where'd that come from? He's growing. I'd
yes.
be like, what? Ooh, dude, I'm scratching my head. Pastor Dwayne went left.
Yes.
Oh, he went left, right, up.
Ooh,
and then, I'm scratching my head. Look
yes.
at the growth. Oh, Evangelist Virginia, you are grown, but you still grow.
Yes. Who Jesus?
Who Jesus?
And I heard you all singing, this little light of mine, I am going to let it shine. But then there's another song they used to sing, let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Shine on me.
Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me. From the lighthouse.
Shine on me.
Let the
and you know who that light is?
Let
Jesus
the
was that light. Jesus
of the lighthouse shine on me.
Shine on me.
Shine on me.
Oh, y'all think I'm telling you, it'll be like, boop, here comes that way back thing of a PK kid. I've been doing church
yes.
since I knew church until I ran away
yes.
for 20 years.
And say, who is that light? Jesus is the light. Jesus
Ooh.
Is the light. And now he told us we are the light of the world.
The world.
Light of the world, a city that's sitting on a hill that cannot be hid.
Be hid.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus told us when he was in the world, he said, I am the light of the world.
You are the children of light.
Yes, we are the children of light, not of the darkness. Yes.
My Lord, my Lord.
I'm going to hit y'all with another one. We come this far by faith.
By faith.
Trusting in the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Trusting in his holy word.
Yes, Lord.
It never failed me yet.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I say, he never failed. He never failed me
yet. Oh, glory to
your
name, Jesus.
Y'all
glory
know a little something
name.
Up in here. Oh, it's a Holy Ghost party going on now. Y'all can hang up if you want
glory.
To, but we're having a Holy Ghost party old
glory.
School time tonight here on Man Up the Movement.
Glory. I am so
Hallelujah.
Glad. I'm so glad, man of God, Pastor Dwayne, you talked about the stone being rolled away, and it was rolled away for us when Jesus got up out of that grave,
what?
Got up out of that stone, we got up.
Oh, Jesus.
When Jesus got up, we got up. I'm up. I'm out of the grave. I'm no longer in the grave now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, I'm up. I am up.
I'm up.
I'm up.
I'm in the grave.
This far by faith. Trusting
in
his name.
Glory to your name.
Whoa.
Glory.
Whoa.
Oh, you like
glory
that part right
name.
There, huh? You
yes.
like that part right there? Whoa.
Oh, Jesus.
He never failed me yet.
Yes.
He never failed me yet.
Never.
That's about that timing. See, when we
yes.
in our time, we say, why God you do this? Why God you didn't show up? Why God? But when you in his timing, he'll never fail you yet.
Never.
It's not my
never.
Will, but his will. We can't blame God for nothing. We have to blame ourselves. Take personal
man
accountability
God.
To say,
oh,
I should have been in line with God instead of being in line with myself.
Not myself.
Not the devil.
You just
not the world. You
yes,
know, for us to be honest, we take advantage of both sides, the world
yes,
and God.
Yes,
it's
we
up
do.
To you individually to what you take advantage of.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because we use the world, but the world uses us. We use God,
yes.
And God, uses himself.
Thank you, Father.
You better look at what I just said. We use the world and we get used up. But we use God and God uses himself.
Thank you, Jesus. And man,
oh,
God,
my
you
God.
Said,
did you get the revelation of that? We think we pimping and we think we tripping and we think we doing all that in the world, but the world uses us up because we have nothing left.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes, Lord. You said something just now, man of God, that Jesus will never fail us.
Never.
He'll never fail us. Because he said in his word that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
He'll never leave us.
Never forsake us.
He never
failed
me yet.
Never.
Never.
Never. Never. Thank you, Father.
But tell him, Evangelist, now watch. This is me and you.
Yes.
He'll never fail you yet, but you still got to ask him.
Come
you
on.
You got to ask him.
He ain't finna do nothing for free.
No, he's not.
You gotta ask him. you gotta confess
ask.
You gotta confess all your sins.
Oh, yes.
Closed mouth will never get fed.
Come on now, he'll never fail you, but it's not up to God because he's already ready. God has already provided.
Yes.
God has already finished. God has already completed.
Yes.
But until
Yo,
you
glory.
Say, "I need help." I
yes,
confess
Lord.
With my mouth, with my heart, with my mind that you are my personal
yes,
Lord and Savior. He
Lord
now
Jesus,
will never fail you ever again.
Never. He'll never fail.
Never.
And then I heard y'all singing, walk with me, Lord. Walk with me.
Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me, Lord.
Walk with me. See,
thank
I know
you,
that's
Father.
Some kind of songs they still sing in the churches you go down there in Baton Rouge. All that, you deserve it. And they still down there in Baton Rouge putting it down.
Mm.
Oh, yes, I know. I got family in Evangelist Parish, Lafayette, all that area. I already know.
Oh, those songs have a meaning.
Yes, they do.
They have a meaning. When my mom and dad and them used to work out in the field and do them back in the slavery time, and they would sing them songs, Lord, don't pass me not, oh, Jesus, Savior. They would sing it because they wanted to be free.
Oh, Jesus. Not of the flesh. They wanted to be free of the spirit.
Oh, Jesus, Savior. Hallelujah. They were singing them songs because they wanted to be free. They need to be free. They was in bondage. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
They wanted to be with
Jesus
because they knew
yes.
from the word they read that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
My God.
They said, you
thank
take
you,
this
Lord.
Body because you keep beating it. You can take this body because you keep ridiculing it. Take this body
because
you spit on it. I want to be present
thank
with the
you, Lord.
Oh, that's
thank
what it
you,
was
Lord.
Really about. Y'all better get deep in this thing. Y'all better mess with don't
thank
mess
you,
with Pastor E now. Oh, we can go deep
yes,
in where
thank
I
you,
went to. Because those songs
thank
said,
you,
I want to be with Jesus. Forget what's out here.
Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you,
but
Lord.
Then they said, but then they said this. But then they said this. I'll wait a little longer because I got some children I need to tell about Jesus. I'll take some more beat because I need my ancestors to be president of the United States. I'll go a little longer because I need governors that have the opportunity. I'm going to pay the price.
Yes. Yes,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
But every day they said,
Lord.
You know, I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. I want to be with you. But you know what? Less of me and more of you. I'll take all of this, all of, because they knew how to take up their cross in the cotton fields. They knew how to take up their crosses on those whoop boards. They knew how to take up their cross in the field.
My God. My God,
how did this go here tonight?
Oh,
we was talking about, wait a minute, don't leave me behind. And now we're talking about the price that's been paid through our generations. It shouldn't be for Noah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
We say, why were they done
Hallelujah.
Like that? Why was Christ done like that?
Come on.
Nobody else been treated like that other than us.
That's
ooh,
right.
glory.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christ.
Yes, Lord.
We've been hung on a lot of crosses with nooses around our necks. see Jesus.
Oh, glory.
We even beat with whips all across, tied in the trees. They beat us so bad that we died from the whip marks.
Jesus, we did, Jesus.
Who else
Lord
has been derailed just like Jesus in this country? Y'all better really see this thing.
Lord. Yes,
the
Lord.
Called, the appointed.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
No. We're not political.
Thank you, Lord.
We're not racial. No, we're word.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Yes, we are.
And I
yes,
believe.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe in that word
thank
is truth. And I believe everything
you,
in that word is true. And I believe everything in that word is going to come to pass. And I know, I'm going to see Jesus face to face.
Face to face?
Yes, Lord.
I know it.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Call me crazy.
Oh,
I'm willing to take that. call me whatever you want to call me. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to see Jesus face to face. Because
the
most important part is preparing myself for the place that has already been
prepared.
For who?
That's it.
Me.
Yes.
That's it.
Now, all the mics ain't open. I bet we would have got a unison of people saying, I'm preparing myself for the place that has been prepared.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord. Yes,
I'm in training,
thank you, Lord.
So I'm prepared for the place that has been prepared for me.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad y'all
thank
in agreement,
you.
But I'm telling you, I'm preparing you, for the place that has been prepared
glory.
For me.
Glory Jesus.
My name is on it.
Prepare place.
That's my mansion.
Prepare place. Prepare place.
No, that's
for
my
prepare
mansion.
People.
Get your. He got one
yes,
for you,
Lord.
But that's my mansion.
Yes, Lord.
I see
ooh,
it
Jesus.
Too.
Hallelujah.
Not through the letter. I see it through the spirit. Oh, ooh, it's like
through
that.
The spirit.
Oh, my
hallelujah.
God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Through the spirit. Hallelujah.
But
Jesus.
I can't
hallelujah.
Have it if I'm not prepared for it.
Mm. You got to be prepared. Yes, Lord. But prepare for people.
Mm.
Pastor DeWayne, we got 3 minutes on this recording, and this is so such
oh,
a dynamic
Jesus.
Show. We are not going to go over,
oh,
but I want you to pray us out of here. Speak.
Heavenly Father.
Pray. Let
Heavenly
the Lord
Father God.
Go ahead.
Yes,
you got it.
I just thank you right now, Lord Jesus, God, for your unspoken word, God. You put everything in order, God. It was you that spoke things in position for us. Lord, if it was without you, God, we wouldn't be where we are today, God. Lord, you spoke in our lives. We didn't even know you were speaking in our lives. That's why we're still here. Lord, we know people that was on the other side, on the other side
thank
of
you.
Us that's no longer here. We have
thank
lost
you.
Family members. We have lost friends.
Thank you.
But, Lord, we're still here. We're still here for
thank
a purpose.
You.
And, God, we just ask you, God, let us make sure your purpose is done, God. Let
thank
us
you.
Be mindful of your love. Let us be mindful of your death, burial, and resurrection. Because this is you up to something, God. You up to you
thank
up to
you.
Something. And we're going to be a part of what you want to do, God. We're going to be a part of your death, burial, and resurrection. But most important, God, we're going to be a part of you coming in the clouds. So, God, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, give us
Jesus.
More strength. Give us
more
understanding
more.
That we can
more.
Speak to life, that we can
more.
Speak to folks, that
more.
We can share the love,
more.
We can share more of your gospel.
More.
Why,
increase.
God? Because it's something that you want to do, God. It's something that you want to do.
So
we're not going to take it for granted, God, but we're going to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy.
Increase.
Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Increase.
Lord. And, Lord, if it's your will for us to get up,
yes,
the next, if it's your will for us to get up again, God, let ourselves be ordered by you, God. Don't let nobody
yes,
go past us without sharing the gospel to them, God.
In the name
let
of
them
Jesus.
Know about your divine will. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And as all our
yes,
prayers
Lord.
Go forward,
yes,
we touch
Lord.
And agree in all of our positions, but spiritually, hand by hand, we say, Father, have your way. We thank you, Lord, that you have expounded in every one of us that it's not about our way, but your will. So, Lord, remove us out the equation. Even though we connect and agree, even though we stand together, take us out of the equation that you are the only one glorified, that you are the only one magnified, and that you are the only one that gets the credit for anything that we do. By agreement of the Holy Spirit, we say it's done. By confirmation of the Holy Spirit, we walk in it being finished. And we say, Heavenly Father God, we will not stay the same or lead the same, but change. rearranged and transformed by the renewing of our mind. Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Family, we love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. But don't you know you are beautifully made by God.